Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, So You Think You Can Dance fans? The finale has dropped. It has been a beautiful season of dance. America's favorite dancer has been crowned, and we have some riveting behind-the-scenes info coming at you right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
One thing I'm going to ask of you. Bloom wherever you plant it.
Nigel Lithgow's voice. Wait for it. Wait for it. Claps. We've got a song coming in for you. We're just having the suspense. Take it in.
He looks so happy.
Take it in. You guys, welcome to the So You Think You Can Dance finale. I just thought this song was so appropriate. And congratulations to Mandy Moore taking home the Emmy.
Yes.
For this amazing dance, which if you are a fan of So You Think You Can Dance, you know she choreographed 100 people. Wow.
Jealous.
Incredible.
In front of the VPAC, my college.
It was the opening of Academy last year.
It sure was.
Incredible.
It's so creative. Just like how they're using like the ballerinas upstairs, which they look like they're on the bar and all that kind of stuff. The hip-hop is in the water.
It. There it is.
So cool.
So good. Yeah. So good. Brand new day. It's a brand new day. And you know what? It is a brand new day.
It is.
So much has happened. America's favorite dancer after all this time has been crowned. Welcome, everyone. Yay! I am Becky Sotero. Who are you, my beautiful co-hosts?
You don't know yet. I am Kim Davey, all the way from New Zealand.
Yes, and I'm Jessica Williams, all the way from LA. Woo-hoo! And yeah, guys, the end is
here. I'm so happy. Remember, I just want to point out that I think at the end of last week, we made our predictions.
Yes, we did.
And I felt like I said that Hannah Leigh would win.
You did, girl. Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy.
I did too. Yes. I said I wanted her to win.
Yeah.
What did you guys say for wanting her?
I thought it was going to be Genesee. I really did. Mm. How the votes have stacked up throughout the last few weeks, I was like, whoa. But I will say this. America has gotten it right every week. I mean, quite frankly, I haven't disagreed with America at all. Mm-hmm. So, she deserved it.
She did deserve it. That's the thing. Like, Jensen's amazing as well. Amazing. But... gosh, if you look back on all Hannah Leigh's performances, like every single one she nails. Mm-hmm. So she's
clearly the most incredible dancer I think that's ever come through. So You Think You Can Dance. I think all of us wanted her to win. But the views, if you look at all the videos, it was Slavik and Jensen were leading for the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were just leaning towards Jensen, especially with her star ability and, you know, with this person, you know, being awarded the, you know, a role on Rent Live. Like, there's just a lot that goes into it.
Yes. So much.
But, I mean, what an exhilarating win for Hannah Leigh. So well-deserved.
She's so versatile. That's her thing, is it? She just can rock out the hip-hop as well as she can do the contemporary and the technique of the lyrical and stuff. Just, she deserves it. Well done, Hannah Leigh.
Yes. Well done. And just the factor we have been talking about and playing back and forth, America's favorite dancer versus America... versus best dancer. And best dancer won. So that's exciting. The system works.
It is. It is. And I mean, I hate to say that because I don't want people to think that Hannah Leigh is not people's favorite.
Right.
However, but we all can agree that she's just a little bit more vanilla when it comes to personality. But she's young. She's 18.
Yeah.
She's going to grow into that. But you said it perfectly, Kim. Like, everything has been given to her. She's just knocked it out of the park. I mean, we're talking like she did Step In. You know what I mean? This contemporary dancer did Step In.
But more so what I meant was people... were voting for the dance. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, that persevered. And that's one thing that we were kind of gambling with. Mm-hmm. And I did have an opportunity yesterday to speak to Hannah Leigh and interview her after she won.
Yes.
And her personality was definitely showing. She was so excited. So we have that later for you guys. So stick around.
Yes, so good. Such a good interview.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just fun being behind the scenes. And you guys, we won't
so
be able to show
jealous.
All this. You were there in spirit.
I wasn't there.
Well, we won't be able to show all of them, but we're going to leave links in the description below so everybody can follow that. But overall thoughts on the season. What did you guys think?
Oh,
it was quick.
It was so quick. And Nigel was saying, I saw some interviews about how it was so quick. So I think he's really going to put his foot down for next year and be like, we need more Fox. But overall, just absolutely exquisite. The talent, the technique, the vivacious personalities, the romance. It was absolutely stunning. I thoroughly enjoyed every single routine. The choreographers, we're so lucky we have this level of dance on television. So thank you, Nigel Lithgow, for creating such an incredible concept and bringing it to the world. It's fantastic. I
so
liked
good.
It.
Did yeah. you get that? So I thought that this season gave us a journey like no other season has. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had amazing dancers in the past, and I love that this time around we actually got to root for different people, root for different styles. There was such a mixture at the end that was very nice to see. And yeah, I did like the choreography. One thing I do miss, some of our stationary choreographers, like I want for some of them to return. Nappy Taps. You know, Mia Michael, she came for one big group routine. But, you know, I missed some of the individual ones. But it's great because the choreographers this year, they had to work hard. I mean, they were pretty much, most of them were on every week. Mm. That's a lot of routines to choreograph, to execute. And a lot of them choreograph on the spot. So I was just overall super impressed. I love, by the way, the add-on of Twitch. Twitch has to be on the panel each year, so you think. Like, seriously.
I'm over here.
He is so good. His insight. He just really added just a layer that was missing.
I totally agree with that.
So good.
Added a lot of value for the contestants to relate to.
I agree with all of that. I think it was like a boot camp. This is the best way I can describe it. There was so much that was thrown at the dancers. I feel like more so than any other season. It might have had to do with the condensed, you know, version of the show. Again, normally we're 5 more weeks or 4 more weeks. And so it was much more condensed. But you know, you hit it on the head there, Jess. Like, the choreographers are put through so much having to choreograph something almost every week. I mean, I think Luther, they said, was every week. I mean, every week having to come up with something new is just not an easy task. But on top of that, these dancers are taking on 4 or 5 routines a week. And that's just unheard of in the professional world.
Yeah.
And again, they're not professional dancers. So it just speaks to the talent that we had.
Yeah.
So good. So I'm just literally third everything you guys just said.
I just want to jump in real quick and let you guys know that we do have our live chat going like every week. So you guys be sure to submit your comments. You can do that by going to our YouTube page, clicking on the comment section and joining the conversation. And shout out to Trinity Boy 27. He's already in there writing.
Trinity Boy! Yeah, boy.
And totally agrees with you, Becky, on the fact that Luther Brown was the MVP of the night.
Sir.
He had so many routines that were featured.
Always. And we'll get into more to that. But Kim is going to share something exciting with you guys about being a part of our show.
Will do. So, hey, everybody. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. You've probably or possibly heard this before, but have a think about it. Literally, we've got dramas, we've got reality TV, we've got sci-fi, we've got World of Dance as well, final show tomorrow, and more. There's no other network that works harder to serve television fans than us here. Yay. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Very easy. But by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest other content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which is always key.
So good.
Yeah. So if you're worried about pesky notifications, please don't be. They're totally optional. Hit the subscribe button below now for this channel and check out all the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did, and we will, look at your nickname going on there.
Yeah. Jesse,
we'll hit you up in the chat and we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you for being with us for this entire season and being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of talk shows.
So good. And also, not only just on YouTube, but they've been interacting with us on Twitter. And Trini Boy, shout out, because he did ask us, and we will address this towards the end of the show, what our top 10 picks were of overall routines. Top 10 is a lot. We don't have time for that. However, we picked our top 3. So, again, engage with us in the live chat and let us know.
So thank you.
You know what I was thinking about? So something that you said about Nigel saying that this is going so fast this season, it made me think about your interview with him last night. That was so good. And you had asked, like, what does he want moving forward? Can you share what he said?
Because
it was so good.
Yeah, so we obviously just celebrated season 15, so we are going into 16. It has not been greenlit yet, but, I mean, we are all hopeful.
Yes.
So I'd asked him, for season 16, what can be added for a little spice? What can we, you know, add into it to make it a little different, a little more exciting? And he would love to have it be like a stunt season or add, you know, celebrities with all stars and see how the celebrities, kind of like a Dancing with the Stars, but I think in a different little bit more of a challenging, more different, complex way. Huh. Could be really interesting.
That would be how do you amazing. Mean? How did he mean the celebrity element? In
like adding a celebrity. Well, he said two things. He said stunt routine, which would be kind of dope to see, like a little more acrobatic.
Yeah.
I think
well,
you know what I mean.
Acro is huge in the dance world. Isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and maybe maybe you know more gymnastics, that kind of thing. But then he had mentioned celebrity and all-star combos, which could sort of be dappling in. You know, how will that balance with Dancing with the Stars? Because essentially, what Dancing with the Stars is. However. Yeah, I mean, so you think it's pretty competitive. So I think that that could be pretty fun.
It is, especially if it's maybe celebrities that have some type of experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
Because, yeah, it would be hard. Like ballroom, they can kind of, they're on their feet a lot. But with everything that goes into, you know, lyrical, contemporary on the ground floor, flips, tricks. Yeah. That would be something to see.
Because Dancing with the Stars, when you got the celebrities, you can kind of mask lots of it with the beautiful dresses.
Well, and again, there's not a lot of acrobatics either. So
yeah. So please, celebrities that can dance, like Vanessa Hudgens. Well, you know, so people who've been in musicals and things like that, like Zac Efron, and people who can kind of move.
Well, and speaking of musicals, to kind of you know go back into last week's interview with Travis, he is moving to New York. So I kind of got the sense last night and also last week that. You know, I hope he doesn't disappear next season. That's purely speculation. But I just wonder if maybe he's moving on to the next thing. He did talk about Broadway directing. Mm-hmm. But how do you guys feel about that? If we were to see Travis Wall step back as Sonya did, as Mia did, do you think it would change the landscape significantly?
Well, I mean, last night he obviously got the poignant, the most important, you know, last routine with Darius redoing the what is it, man? How do you, what makes a man routine? So maybe that was his really like go out on top moment. But I mean, let's face it, it's only New York. It's like a 5-hour flight. I'm sure they can fly him back and forth. And these days you can do so much Corey on video and I don't know how that would work, but
Yeah. And considering it's annually, you know, by that time he can get a little Broadway going and then come back.
Hopefully. Yes. Because I feel like I would be a little, I mean, not a little, a lot devastated if he's not in the landscape as much. I mean, he's such a, just a poignant, you know, creative mind. And but also I think that they need to add more choreographers because it was such a choreographer heavy season.
Really,
I mean,
was.
Or light season, but heavy on the ones that have to provide. And now just kind of going over last night, the finale, can you guys give some insight on your thoughts about the dances chosen? And then we're going to go into our insights on dances weren't chosen. How'd you feel?
Well,
gasp. Rebecca wants to go.
I thought that the routines were great that were chosen. Yeah, a lot of my faves was in there. I'll drop a little scoop because I was in the live show watching it live.
Yes,
so exciting. The energy level was insane. But the Tahitian routine that was performed was not performed live. It was not. That was a tape. They showed the performance that they first did. And it was funny because I was actually sitting next to the choreographer for the Tahitian. His fiance was sitting next to me. So we were chatting about it. And she was saying how challenging the costume is and how to put the headdress and the all this stuff. Like last when Jensen did it before, she was behind the scenes, like getting them ready. So I think the complication perhaps of the costume and how challenging, you know, technically the routine was is probably why they didn't perform it live. But I was like, wow, that would have been so cool.
That's interesting. Was it? Were there other numbers like that as
So I'll dive in.
Because I felt that there were some interesting like editing and the clapping.
So to give you guys a little BTS inside scoop, they give us these amazing little tip sheets about everything that happens on the episode. And what they did is they highlighted them green. So the ones that were pre-recorded was, yes, the Tahitian dance, the Academy group dance, of course, Kill the Lights with Mandy Moore, the, we'll get to this because Kim wants to talk about it, the Now United performance, the 14 members, you know, that one. And then Yummy by Luther Brown. That was pre-recorded as well.
Because some of those costume changes just would not make sense otherwise.
Sure, for sure.
And plus I could hear, honestly, the editing of the clapping, like they would introduce it and there'd be clap and then there'd be a weird different new audience clapping. I was like, that's not the same.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, it's a lot of dances they have to really fit into a two-hour period.
Totally. Yeah,
you know,
fine. We still get to see it.
So, any other thoughts about what you guys saw?
Yes, my absolute favorite of the night was Evan and Lex's tap routine.
You like that?
That blew my mind.
Yeah,
that
I agree.
So much talent. Oh my goodness, so much energy and effort required. It was fabulous. And Evan absolutely shone. Like, I don't know, I just so much better than I ever remembered him as well. So it was nice for him to have that, hey, America, this is what I'm really good at, and remember me for this.
So I couldn't agree more. He got, you know, just so sold short on his talent. So that was fun for him to be highlighted.
Yeah.
But I guess conversely, what'd you think about Chelsea then? Because I feel like we didn't see Chelsea really at all last night.
She was in the group with the opening number, and then the girl, the what I like to say, the badass girl routine. I love that they threw in the two girls in that.
No, that's a good point, because someone else who shone was Cole. When he came back and did that Hannah Leigh routine, I was so impressed with him. Maybe it was having the not having the stress of the competition element, but wow, he stepped it up.
Yeah.
He was fabulous. You could see his, he was completely in it with his focus, I think for the first time, because previously he seemed quite in his head. But wow, him, amazing.
And that's what makes the finale so special, is we see these dances as if they will be done on the tour, because there's there's not the competitive stress, so they're just full out, and so I feel like you see them at the next level. Do you guys feel that way?
And it's interesting that they had mentioned, because the tour starts in a month and it's kicking off in New Jersey, and the only two all-stars that will be on the tour is Lauren, and they mentioned Cyrus, and I thought that was interesting because we hadn't seen him.
Wait, how do they pick that?
This
and
whole
why do they
season,
pick that?
And why aren't there more?
Yeah, why
it's,
do they
it's
do
a
it
lot
like
for
that?
The all-stars to learn. It's random. I'm sure it has something to do with like
who's available.
Well, and can they cross over genres? Because they're gonna have to learn all the different genres.
And
obviously,
it's who was actually like in the routines, because they're pulling the favorites from the season to perform on tour. So I guess if your routine was selected, then that all-star can go on tour.
Cyrus was a amazing. On that topic, Twitch was talking about how he wants Cyrus to do a little more animation maybe next year. That'd be a little, you know, just add some of that. Well, that interview will be on there.
That would
that's
be
kind
nice.
Of fun to bring Cyrus back in and have him be an all-star and do more animation and pop lacking and such.
But speaking of, are we still talking about what we enjoy? Okay. So, oh my gosh, the guys group routine with Twitch and Nigel. Coming, doing the man. Come on, Kim, join us.
No, because I didn't love it. Do you know my favorite part? My favorite
part
was when Nigel at the end put on the raincoat, and then he said about he was like a dancing banana. That was a highlight for me.
He looked like Dick Tracy.
You didn't like it?
Why? I don't know. I love Twitch, seeing Twitch, but I just found it really slow. Too slow for me. I don't like it.
The whole routine or when Nigel joined?
Yeah, it definitely slowed down after Nigel.
When Nigel joined, that was my highlight. I loved it. It was hilarious. I don't know. I mean, I totally appreciate it for what it is. I just found my favorite style. So that's cool. Okay. So sorry.
I thought it was, but I mean, that's the whole point, is they want to wow you.
But he's dancing. I'm a dancing banana. That was hilarious.
It's what we wanted.
Yes. It was a crowd. It was a crowd favorite. And the best part is on this tip sheet, they literally put two emojis with like the sunglasses.
Oh, really?
As the guest stars.
Yeah, because they didn't announce it, so it was such a surprise for us. What happened, because I remember, because I was kind of sitting behind where the judges were, and I remember Nigel and Twitch kind of taking their cue to leave, so I was like, oh, maybe it's a bathroom break, they can go.
Oh.
So then when it got started again, and it wasn't going, like they weren't going to comment, right, because they weren't commenting, you know, so I was like, oh, okay, they're just not here. And then I have in the aisle this way, Allison, which is Twitch's wife. So she's all excited and she's up like recording the routine. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder why she's recording. Right. Like, she's really into it. And then Twitch busts out and she's like, whoa. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And then Nigel came and I'm like, whoa. It was just a party.
So good. That made my heart happy in every way. I mean, it was adorable that Nigel joined him, but Twitch being part of it.
Yeah.
When I interviewed him, I was like, how was that like dancing with Gen Xers? And he's like, it was amazing. But I mean, he's just such a legend. So that was such a great addition.
I love it.
Ooh. It was actually cool seeing his original audition when they did the flashback. When he auditioned. He's such a baby face.
Yes. He was surprised. He didn't know that was coming at all.
Yeah, that was
so good.
Said it all.
Yeah,
they... for me, obviously, the highlight was Welcome Home with Hannah Leigh and Marco. It's probably my, if not my first, my second favorite of the whole season. I just, such a beautiful routine, beautifully danced.
Yeah.
So, yeah, overall, I mean, the opening number with Mandy Moore was amazing. It was a beautiful finale of the season. But I will go into the womp womps, and that's the routines that we would have liked to have seen.
Yeah.
And again, join us in the live chat. I just feel like, you know, I don't know. There were a few that I definitely was really disappointed. I can't believe not one of the African jazz routines made it in. And again, there's different costume components, maybe prop components. I'm not sure. But for me, obviously, this is probably a prop component. But I don't know how Chris Scott's routines were completely not added. Not one of his routines the entire season. Makes no sense to me, especially since Evan and Chelsea, that would have been a good highlight for them for that to be used.
Oh, yeah.
Their his lyrical hip hop. So that was not used. But my favorite that I would have loved to have seen, even if it was a pre-record, was Runaway, which was the top eight group performance. So the band's Slavic was, you know, at the end, the girls wearing the red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a beautiful routine. And we'll play a little piece of it here. But I just think this was such a powerful piece of music.
Yeah.
Was this the one that Nigel said he didn't like, though? Was this the one that he gave?
No, it was the ropes.
Oh, okay.
It was the rope with Darius, yeah.
Yeah, this was the opening number on 819. But so intricate, you know?
Yeah.
And again, it's the classic Chris Scott routine. But I feel like he was just snubbed last night. I'm really confused. And the demand of the props. So much of this routine is just visually stimulating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're like spiders in a web.
So
very
good,
creative concept. Really
so
is.
Creative. So this was my top pick for being super disappointed that this was not highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
And they could have done an insert. How about you guys? Did you have picks?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a whole list.
I love it.
I'll give you one. My absolute, like, why isn't this in here? Right. Was the African jazz, JJ and Jensen, Sean Cheeseman. That one, I was always just so blown away by the intricate movement, how they were so completely intertwined, and just the strength of it. And especially that bit when they're intertwined and they're like moving across the floor as one. Oh my gosh, so amazing.
So good.
It's such a powerful piece. And can we remind everyone that this was so early on in the competition and they both look like all-stars.
Yeah. That's when it looked like those two were sure to win, you know, one of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh my goodness.
The strength.
Intertwined. And just they're so on the beat. I mean, was this the one with no beat?
This one has no counts. No counts.
So they're on a beat of their own.
Synchronicity was out of control. And this was actually one of my top three favorites of the season.
Yes.
So I was blown away this was not added.
Yeah, I love it. You have to be so animalistic and just really just thrust into it, which of course, JJ, that's like who he is as a person. He never does anything, you know, little. He does everything big. Wow. So the strength of the two of them.
So good. How about you, Jess? What was your pick?
So my pick was a cha-cha. So we're going to add a little ballroom to the mix. Yes. And this was with Jensen and Kiki. And this is one that Jenna Johnson, she returned as a choreographer for the first time this season and killed it. Like, this cha-cha was so amazing. I could see her doing it. Like, her style was all up in it. And as you know, she's just so good. So we're going to pull that up. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Kim. There are so many routines that, you know, could have been in there, but then it would have been like a four-hour show.
Of course.
We couldn't have everything.
Of course.
But yeah, this is a throwback.
This is from last season.
Yeah. This is from last season, but love Jenna. She could have came back and did this routine too.
Right?
Right, choreographer.
Right.
But
yes, Kiki was the all-star. Jenna was the choreographer. We'll just have a little take back. But yeah, this is not the video, but we...
A little throwback fun for a finale.
What a beautiful routine
so
that was,
good.
Though.
Yeah.
And for her to come out as for her first time choreographing, what a way.
Yeah.
So cool. It's so lovely how they can segue into, you know, dancer to choreographer and do it on such a massive platform to get the feedback from the population. Am I good? Am I not? And everyone's loving it. So, so much talent.
So
much
good.
Talent. And you're not necessarily, if you're a great dancer, you're not necessarily very going to be great at being a choreographer.
Oh, yay.
Here it is. Two different
All right, awesome engineer in there working hard. Yes.
Thanks, David.
There we go. Yes, Steve. Thanks.
Oh.
Oh, I love the music.
I know. And that costume, that two-piece and the colors is just...
Well, what a beautiful...
Keeps the hips moving.
So good. But beautiful combo. Two ballroom dancers that are just fearless.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and you add Jenna in the mix, three that are just... This had to have been literally a dream for Jenna.
Yeah.
Having the two of them.
And Jensen performing it, you know.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So good.
Great pick, Jess. This is a good
one. Thanks. Well, God, our live chat is just going.
Trini boy.
Yeah, he's like, great routine, ladies. Love all of them. Hopefully we'll see all of them on tour. And also congrats to Mandy Moore on winning her second Emmy.
Yes. So good.
In a row. That. Yeah.
And she was in such good company. Let's remind everyone, we're talking, you know, Chris Scott. We have Travis Wall. I mean, there were so many people that were like, Chloe, so many people in that just category that just blows my mind. So,
which has to be fun though, like being with their peers, and being there, like I want to root for you, but I hope I win.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Don't get it.
But I mean,
friendly competition
to her, you know, credit. I mean, choreographing 100 dancers is just next level.
She's so talented at those big, gigantic numbers. Yes. Like, I mean, La La Land.
And musicality, evoking emotion. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But honestly, like, you know, at the start of La La Land, that opening number on the car on the freeway, like, I don't know, but many people I know in the industry who watched that movie, like, started off watching that and thought, oh, amazing. And then it kind of didn't happen again. But a show fully on a big musical number choreographed by her would be so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, please, Mandy, can you get in with Travis on Broadway and create a television version of some massive show? That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be. I'm sure you guys will see something like that. So good. So good. What a beautiful night. I would love to address Trini Boy's request about our favorites. Yes. Jess, do you want to kick us off on your favorite three routines of the season?
All in a row?
And just brief reasons why you like them or why you chose them.
Well, why don't you start?
Kim can go.
Gotta give brief reasons.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously the African jazz was one of my top. That's why I was so disappointed it wasn't in there for the reasons.
Let's clarify with Jensen and JJ, because there was another African jazz with Hanalei and Slavic, I believe. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Mundo. Yes. The one that we just showed previously, the JJ and Jensen African jazz, Sean Cheeseman.
Yes.
Just for the sheer talent, strength, and just the way that they were able to move is literally one beat.
Yeah.
Was stunning. You guys are totally probably going to debate me on this one, but
I love it already.
Confidently going to go forward with my feelings. I really enjoyed
your feelings.
The Liza Minnelli, maybe this time Broadway with by Travis Wall with Genesee and Jensen. Listen to that. Oh,
well, it was more than Broadway.
Womp, 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 womp.
I don't care. I loved it. I loved the fact that I also was watching the whole time really wanting Jensen to switch roles, but I thought she was just incredible. And I was so proud of Genesee at that time for her confidence. I loved that one. Kill me now. Whatever.
No, it's great.
And then my other two both have Darius in them. I love the one with Magda with the glass heart concerto, violin, knife. Mm-hmm. That was so dark and fabulous. And then absolutely Darius and Taylor, What Makes a Man.
Yeah.
Good one.
Just so awesome. I mean, how do you choose?
Well, that's good for you because yours were selected. Most of
except
them.
For the, except for the two.
That's awesome.
For sure. Because you guys wouldn't have selected my Broadway choice.
No, but that's what's such a beautiful thing about this show is it's just every, you know, you just never know what kind of style you're gonna gravitate towards. And that's why there's so many different, you know, genres and choreographers and personalities, because it literally taps into everybody's taste.
Yeah. Oh, I would literally add to it after last night, even in Lex's tap of the whole season. I absolutely loved it. And thank you, Nigel, for requesting it.
Yeah that was... It was powerful. And hearing it was so different being there because the syncopation of the actual, like, their feet was insane. Coming up and down the stairs, everything was so clean, crisp, and they were in unison like the entire time. So when you have two people, that's how you do it. That was the best tap ever. Okay, I think I can go.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm ready. I got my little notes up. Okay.
Love it.
First and foremost, the bad group routine, like I said earlier, with Luther Brown, the girls, they brought it with the stankness, with the faces, with the attitude, with the gray dreadlocks.
I love it when you get like this.
The hip hop, hippity hop. The hip hop was just like incredible. And then it was fun to see Magda and Chelsea being integrated into the routine for the finale. So that was good. Love that. I really enjoyed Hanalei and Friction's hip hop routine that they did earlier this season.
Yes.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, because really, I feel like Hanalei is just a little firecracker. And we saw a little taste of what she was able to do in that step routine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, partnering wasn't that strong there. But in this, because Friction, that's his dance and that's what he does, mm-hmm. I love them together. Mm-hmm. And then I really like Genesee and Slavik's hip hop routine the first week that they redid last night.
Yes, yes.
And it wasn't like I felt that that moment really identified who they were, that they were here to play, you know, mm-hmm. like that. That was a moment of redemption on episode one mm-hmm. when they came back. So, mm-hmm. yeah, there's so many other good ones. Lyricals and sub contemporaries, but that's all we have three options. So
just on your
well, you could do Genesee. 10. I just was thinking time permitting, we should do three, but we got time.
Just on the Genesee and Slavik one though, like last night watching them redo that hip hop one, they're sort of hot together. And obviously, I don't know what more dirt you got on what their relationship status is like. Ooh. But wow, when they dance together, it's sexy now. I'm
okay,
it.
Well, and to that point, before I go into my three. Last night, again, that routine was danced next level from when they competed. And it was great when they competed. God. Like you mm-hmm. said, they came out just ready to fight, ready to set the pace. Mm-hmm. But last night was so confident and sultry. Yeah. There was a moment where they were like hot. In each other's face. Yeah. I'm like, yes, give the people what they want. So good. But I didn't get to get much out of him last night. He was pretty devastated. I got to interview him. And I wanted to be like, bro.
Dude.
Top four. You know what I mean? Like, you've got a huge career. He was talking about maybe doing something with Fiction. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I, you know, I brought up World of Dance because I'm such a big fan of that crossover. But
yes.
I am... Gosh, he's got such a bright, bright future. But he was so deflated. And it made my heart sad because I was like, do not hang your head low.
Right.
So, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. He was deflated. And I understand you saying, you know, chin up, Charlie. But I'm...
Chin up, Charlie.
I love that. But I'm actually a little bit disappointed with his attitude. Here's me, Mother Duck. Attitude in displaying that. Like, I understand you're devastated and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think he could have been a tad little bit more professional about that. Like,
yes, so you're saying you noticed it on the live show.
Okay. All over his face. Sure, all over his face that he was absolutely gutted. And while you should be, and I totally understand, I also just think you should be a little bit more grateful mm-hmm. and understand that everything happens for a reason mm-hmm. and be more happy about your fellow competitors who did beat you.
Yeah, I mean, he made a comment in the interview that he felt, you know, he just lost he had the biggest loss of his life. And I'm like, I get the gravity of that. And we learn in our failures, or not failures because he didn't fail, but we learn in our losses.
Right.
However, I agree with you. I think that there's also a level of kind of bucking up and being like, oh, that sucks. Yeah, but, you know, I'm in there. I mean, even Jensen was just, you know, I think she really thought she won it. And I kind of, and I'm only saying that because when I was interviewing her, I just kind of got this sense that, you know, she's obviously composed. She was very happy for Hanalei, but I think that she, even in her face, I think she thought she won it. I don't know. It's just speculation. But nevertheless, I'll jump into my three.
It is tough to have cameras in your face when dealing with loss and a big competition.
Well, I wanted to tell Jensen, I have time to tell her in the interview, but I'm like, another runner-up is Travis Wall, somebody who's changed dance forever. Yeah. So nothing wrong. I mean, and I'm preaching to the choir here. Like, we all have had disappointments in our life. Mm-hmm. We are not standing in front of millions and millions of people on live television, and everything they put into this show. But it just hurt my heart because I'm like, man, you have such an incredible platform. You know, you didn't win, but there's so many other things you could do now that you're not tied to the contract and the title.
Mm-hmm. And it was so up in the air. And they said it was like a few.
It was the closest in the history of So You Think You Can Dance.
Wow. But one thing just real quick off of that, like the mannerism, I was really impressed by the composure that Genesee had. This is the first time she didn't cry all season, you know.
Yeah.
I was talking to her last night. I was like, your face looked like you were just like satisfied and happy with your work.
I agree.
Yeah. And she was like, she was at peace. Mm-hmm. So it would be great.
So she looks like the best sport.
Yeah. Right? Like mm-hmm. she genuinely was like, I'm just happy that mm-hmm. I made it this far. Mm-hmm. So that's a good spirit to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Hopefully it transcends to the others.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So good. Like I said, just congratulations to all of them. My three, no big surprise. I talked about African Jazz with Jensen and JJ. Totally agree. I think, you know, the stunts, the choreography, the musicality, not having counts, everything about that dance was just nailed. That one stands out in my brain. Hanalei and Marco, the contemporary that they danced last night, there's something just so palpable about their connection and about mm-hmm. That choreography, ooh, so good, so good. And that
she
was...
She just makes me want to flip her around.
Yes. She's
like, what can you do?
Yeah.
She can do everything. And again, Marco is such a beautiful dancer. So just a beautiful pairing. Yeah. And then Robert, you know, his storytelling, it just, it was such a beautiful... you know, threesome, if you will, in a not that way, people. But one is one of my very favorites. And you might be surprised about this one. Darius and Hanalei's Argentine Tango.
Yeah.
That was.
Fierce.
Yeah, it really was.
Fierce. And I think the reason why I chose that one is because Hanalei, that was definitely a moment in this season where I was like, respect. Because, I mean, I've had respect for her all season, but Argentine Tango is... no joke. Mm-hmm. And she was committed. She was there. Again, Darius was an amazing partner for her, but she just soared. I mean, she looked like a ballroom dancer.
She deserved to win.
Oh,
yeah, she really
did. But that was such a powerful routine. So anyway, I picked that one. That one stands on my brain. I would have, again, loved to have seen that one last night. There's just, I felt a little bit, just there was some, you know, desire left, some things left to be desired for me last night. I mean, again, it's been an impeccable season, but I personally, a few of my routines that I would have loved to have seen were not highlighted.
Yeah.
Aww. And choreographers who were snubbed.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But it was a beautiful night. And we have America's favorite dancer crowned, and you stole the words out of my mouth. The closest top two in 15 seasons. That's just unheard of. Mm-hmm. And you had the honor, darling, of interviewing Hanalei. Talk about that.
I did. So right off of the winning stage, you know, she came out and was just, I could tell she was still like in awe and just trying to process it all. But I was able to ask some questions and get her response. So let's take a look.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
You did it, girl. You did it. Good God, you persevered this entire season. I mean, you hit it hard at the beginning, but a lot of people were nervous. They're like, she's good and she makes good easy, look easy. So how do you feel in this moment being the winner today of season 15?
It's such a dream come true, and I feel so proud of myself, and I left with no regrets on that stage, and that was my goal.
No regrets.
Yeah.
No regrets. Okay, so let's walk through tonight. So at the beginning, you guys, there was no major pressure because you weren't being judged. You just got to have fun on that stage. Do you have a favorite routine that you performed tonight that's like, yes, I had to do that routine?
People ask me this every week, and I just love all of them so much. Because just for different reasons, like my Marco one, it's so cool because I've been looking up to Marco and Robert my whole life. So that's cool to perform in such a moment for me. And then me and Jensen doing the heels. I've really grown close to her this experience, and we're like best friends now, and that really means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And then what else did I have?
I feel like you're given all the routines with the most challenging lifts. You were twisted like a pretzel, and I'm like, this is a star. Like, she did it tonight.
Yeah, I've had a lot of lifts this whole season. Yes, you should see all the bruises I've had.
Really? It's like, you guys look so good out there. You can't even tell that you guys are injured.
Not injured. I just have some bruises from like people holding me.
Well, simple people like me, a bruise is an injury. So what are you going to do now? What's next for you? How are you going to spend the money? How do you like give us all the details?
Well, I feel like just taking this experience from So You Think, I'm going to go out into the dance world and start my dance career. Can't wait to be on Rent. I'm going to be a Dance Spirit magazine.
Yes.
So exciting.
What a way to kick off.
Yeah.
What a way to kick off your career. And that's crazy that you say that, because I feel like your career has started like months ago, like we've seen it flourish, but now this is your time. Yeah. This is your moment. Who was out in the audience today?
Oh my God, I think I had at least 60 or 70 people in the audience for me. I had like my high school dance team, my cousins, my mom's like best friends, kids, my friends from college, people from my studio, my dance teachers. My family, I think I said that already, but a lot of people.
So many people. Love is all around, and all of your fans out there love you. And we are so excited to see what happens next for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
So amazing. So amazing. That's actually one of the first times I've seen personality just flow out of her. What a great interview. And our hometown girl, by the way. That's so amazing. She's literally from down the street, you know, Orange County, I believe. So I mean, no surprise that the entire studio audience was filled with her people.
I'm just so proud of her because she's just a walking example of a young dancer who has an ambition, has a goal, has a dream. Mm-hmm. She's always watched the show, every episode. She's looked up to it. She's had a vision. She's known what she's wanted. She's pursued it. She's gone in there, given it her all, and she's been successful. So it just goes to show that it is available to everybody on this planet if you work for it.
That is so true. I love that. That was such a good message.
Oh, stop it.
Yes. I love
but
that.
But it's so beautiful. It is. Go, Hannah-Lee. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Mm. She did it, for sure.
She did it.
And
give me some bruises.
No. But what I love, too, is that she, to me, was the most consistent throughout the season. Yeah. From her routines all the way through her emotional journey. Like, I never saw her look scared, upset. She always had good energy and a positive attitude and kind of didn't second guess herself. And I think that's probably part of the key as well. A lot of people got into their heads so much. And we talked about this a lot this season, just about people kind of themselves.
Just psyching themselves out.
Thank you. There was a term. I'm like, out.
Psyching themselves, yeah. Well, and I think, to your point, it's about confidence, which is so ironic because she's the youngest one out of all of them. So there's something
to
be said.
Or lack of life experience, therefore not the
trauma. That's what I'm saying. So maybe her being out of the 10, you know, the youngest one, she just, you know, kids just are so fearless. They don't really, they're the most honest, that kind of thing. She danced honest. She danced confidently. Yeah. I think maybe there's something to be said about the fact she went in with nothing to lose.
Did she ever, ever get any critique? Like negative? I don't think she ever got told that wasn't very good.
I don't think she did either. Again, she was consistent. Everything about it. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's funny you mentioned about the emotional level. For being 18, she's just so grounded.
Simple. And she was even in a relationship. We found out later.
Know. Hey.
Oh, hey, maybe that helped a little.
Maybe.
Remember talking? We're like, showing another side of you could make you more relatable.
So true.
Love
so
that.
True. Ah, so true.
Never too late. Never too late to be authentically yourself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and can we bring up really quick, we did not mention this, her and Genesee's contemporary from last week with Numbers, you know, the one where both of them, they did the mirroring and everything, that really prominent piece. You guys remember that one?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Last, Talia did it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful routine. Yes, so again, another one that was sort of snubbed last night.
I want to see the show. Yeah. I want to see the tour.
Did they do any from last week, though, tonight? I think most of them.
Only Travis, the
Darius, his wasn't from last week.
Heels, they did.
Oh,
Heels.
The Heels one,
I thought it was Travis. It was not Travis. It was Brian Friedman. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I wanted to bring that up because that was another one that, you know, all the judges standing ovation. That was such a powerful piece of the season. And that one stood out as well. But so much beauty.
So Kim,
before we get off air, I know you wanted to mention Now United. How did you guys, what were your thoughts about the largest pop group in history, the 14 dancers?
Well, I just thought it was really random for a start. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it's a platform to promote it and to get known, so yay for them. And their manager is Simon Fuller, who was the manager of the Spice Girls, so this guy knows what he's doing, because I love the Spice Girls, FYI. Spice up your life. Barbie dolls, everything. Anyway, but it was random and it was cheesy and it was very 10, 20 years ago, I thought.
It was out of place.
Really harsh, I'm sorry, but I love the idea of the global.
Yes. Everyone being from different countries.
Different country, that's cool, except they did not have New Zealand or Australia in there, just FYI. But random.
So you were not a fan.
It reminded me of Steps 5, 6, 7, 8 from 20 years ago.
Were you a fan, Jess? You saw it live, so I'm just curious.
It was pre-recorded. It was pre-recorded. Okay. And they were lip syncing.
Yes, they were.
So this is how I feel. Great platform to do more up and coming, less professional type of routines. And I feel like they do this every year, though. So I kind of can't, because like one year they had like a step routine, like a some steppers on. And I stepped in high school, like I was a step captain. And the level of skill of the steppers was just so beginner. So I was like, oh, wow, like they're having this on here. So I think I think they do that intentionally. I'm going to just assume that they bring on just beginner, basic level
to provide a platform.
Genre, to provide a platform and to expose people to what they're not used to seeing.
Okay.
So,
And I'm sure it has something to do with Simon being a part of that and, you know, kind of bridging that reality world, you know. But
it's interesting.
It fell flat
again.
There were so many of them, too.
So many.
There was a whole 14. aged 15 to 20
we got to, and that interview will be uploaded as well. They're,
oh, yeah, you got to talk to
them. I got
them.
To talk to a few of them. We couldn't fit all of them in one shot,
cool
so they broke us up.
They just need to change the music.
And they're sweet. They're young. They're excited. They're exuberant. And again, So You Think You Can Dance is such an incredible platform for that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for new and upcoming
live?
Acts.
I'm curious. Where do you guys think it lives?
In the past.
Kim, like, where does it, where would they perform? Like, what type of career? Like, what is that for? Like, for theme parks?
No, I think they're going to be, I think they're going to be an opening act for, like, groups, you know what I mean? Like boy band groups.
Oh, like concerts.
Wow. Yes, that's my guess.
Fun for them. That's cool.
You know, I'm sure they'll be on, like, Disney specials, and I'm sure they'll integrate them in all kinds of things.
That makes
sense.
Okay.
So
bring back the High School Musical.
Exactly.
Stuff,
okay, so, but cool. I wanted to make sure we addressed that, because you had an opinion about that, and that's important. But wow, what a season. Such a pleasure being here with you guys.
Oh my
God, I know.
So good. We're going to miss our fans.
Yes. Everyone that watches.
And Trini Boy.
All star.
We'd love to know your real name, too, FYI.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
We thank you so much for being a part of this season, and hope to see everyone next season for season 16.
And you're still on World of Dance?
Yep, till tomorrow.
All right.
And I'm still on Big Brother on Thursdays.
That's right. And I got a sports show on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Boom.
Yes.
You guys. Michelle knows her sports.
Such a pleasure. You can find me, Becky Sotero, on all social media.
And you can find me, Kim Davey, live on all my social media.
And I am Miss Jessica WW on Twitter and Miss Jessica Williams on Instagram. And stay conversing with us, please. We want to chat with you guys.
We'll see you next season. Yay! Cheers.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.